One, I want to ask you, it's a new thing that's going around. You spoke about the monetary system. I got to ask you this. What is your thoughts on the cryptocurrencies?
Well, it's like, that's a great question, because I'll tell you why I like cryptocurrency. Because I don't trust the Fed, the Federal Reserve Bank, and the whole world is surrounded, you know, the ECB is European Central Bank, the Bank of Japan, the Fed, Mexican banks and all this. I like crypto because they're not part of a central system. And I fought in Vietnam against communism, and a central bank is communism, centrally controlled economics. So I want something outside of the central bank system. So I think Bitcoin is good. I don't own any of it. I own some other stuff, but I'm not good at it. But I buy it because it's outside the system of the Federal Reserve Bank and the U.S. Treasury. That's why I buy it. But as you know, there's a lot of fake cryptocurrencies also. Hmm. A lot of fakes. But that's life, right, Prince? There's a lot of fakes out there. And you got to know the real from the fake.
Okay, so you like the decentralized piece, but you're not a big fan of, you know, you're not a big fan because you say so many fakes. You got to filter through because they're, you know, I don't know. Last time I checked, it was thousands of cryptocurrencies. And like you said, it's a bunch of fakes out there. You don't know who's real and what's not. But what do you got to say if, what if the government creates their own cryptocurrency? What if they say, hey, now we got the digital dollar?
What was that now?
What if the government creates their own cryptocurrency, the digital dollar, or whatever they want to call it?
I probably moved to Switzerland or Sweden. I don't trust my government, man. I don't know if you get my drift here.